Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katria Blad. Parasha Emor, say, Week 31, Second Aliyah. Speak to Aaron, saying, No man of your descendants in succeeding generations who has any defect may approach to offer the bread of his God. Leviticus 21, verse 17. Why couldn't the priests have any physical defect? The Eternal demanded that the priests' bodies that ministered in the tabernacle be without defect or blemish, so that the earthly was a more faithful reflection of the heavenly. This shows us that there is a perfect service in heaven, where those who serve are created in the image of a perfect heavenly man. Ephesians 4:24, Colossians 3:10. There are two kinds of man, the earthly man and the heavenly man. Like the first earthly man, so are his descendants, and like the heavenly man, so are his descendants. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 47 through 49. Earthly progeny is obtained through physical birth. Heavenly man's progeny is the result of a spiritual new birth. Heavenly man was designed before the creation, and the first earthly man was created in likeness of that image. Genesis 1:27, Romans 5:14. Even though the heavenly man was designed from eternity, he didn't manifest until his natural birth in this world. 4,000 years after the first man, which is about 2,000 years ago, John 6:38 and verse 41. The heavenly man who was hidden for 4,000 years was then revealed to man for a period of a bit more than 30 years. 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 through 3. And then returned to hide in heaven, but this time as a glorified earthly man. During his manifestation on earth, the heavenly man got a physical body which died and rose again, and then was invested with immortality and with a glory that is the splendor of the invisible one. This was the glory that Isaiah saw in chapter 6 and which existed from eternity. John 12, verses 39 through 41, chapter 17, verse 5. The Hebrew verb to create, bara, is often understood as making something out of nothing. Example, nihilo in Latin. However, the scriptures show that that's not the best way to understand this verb, Hebrews 11:3. The root of bara is related to cut or separate, to extract from something pre-existing. This teaches us that in the act of creation, narrated in Genesis, the Eternal extracted things in this world from what already existed in Him and separated them from Him in the sense that they were now outside of Him. For this reason, there is a heavenly man who is the perfect image of the Creator and a perfect man. That man is now serving in the heavenly tabernacle in the perfect service according to the order of Melchizedek. The Torah text we've highlighted today indicates in a prophetic way that the heavenly high priest had to be without defect and made perfect. Hebrews 5, verse 9, 7, verse 26, and 28. And that his sons, his disciples, were going to be perfect in him. Colossians 2, verse 10, according to the resurrection life that they would have in the future, and that after Yeshua's resurrection, they already, in part, received. Hebrews 11, verse 40, Hebrews 12, verse 23. Blessed be the Eternal for the perfect heavenly service. Shalom.